Hi, everyone. I'm Christiana, and welcome to Monster Ivy Insights. I am the youngest member of the Monster Ivy League, and during the recording of our last episode, I let it slip that one of my all-time favorite songs is Zombie by the Cranberries, which gave the impression that I'm older than I actually am. In reality, I grew up on Christian rock bands from the early 2000s. We're talking Red, Skillet, Flyleaf, Children 18-3, and, of course, Superchick. Now, there's a song by Superchick called It's On, and I've basically had it on repeat the past couple months. It's an anthem to showing up even when we don't feel like it and pressing on. I relate to this so hard right now. I'm 3 books into a long-term series, and I always thought the writing would get easier as time went on, not harder. I never took into consideration the natural waxes and wanes of inspiration, the fears that my best work is behind me, the growing pains of moving forward as a storyteller. But lately, I've begun a new writing routine. I wake up, do my devotions, and after that, I set aside several hours to focus entirely on writing. I want my writing to have a place of honor in my day, after the most important thing, spending personal time with God. I'll be honest, beginning each day with writing has caused more dread for mornings than my usual grumpiness for waking up. Every morning, the last thing I feel like doing is facing down a blank page and praying that I will find a way to fill it with meaningful words. But you know what? I show up anyway. And somehow, in the showing up, God blesses. In fact, I've written more productively since starting this writing routine than I have in the past year. And this applies in all areas in life. We all have things that we don't feel like doing, even things we love, but I encourage you to show up anyway. You have no idea the things you'll accomplish. I'm Christiana, and this has been Monster Ivy Insights.